Good evening. The time is now 5:06 and it's currently 82 degrees here in Moorhead. I'm Shamari Mosley and this is Mountain Edition. Maysville Community and Technical College will require masks inside all campus buildings. University of Kentucky Healthcare is requiring employees to get a COVID-19 vaccination. Students in Scott County are getting the COVID-19 vaccine ahead of school opening. A Louisville Metro Police Department officer pled guilty to a federal civil rights violation. The weather for tonight is partly cloudy with a low around 63. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Maysville Community and Technical College will require masks inside all campus buildings effective Friday. Higher education organizations across the state are making reopening announcements as the number of positive COVID cases continue to rise. Russ Ward is the president and CEO at MCTC. He says leaders of the state's organization made the decision together.
All of the KCTCS presidents met yesterday, and it was a unanimous decision that masks are required. If you are inside any of our campuses or facilities, then you have to mask up. That's systems office all the way down to the local college.
Ward says MCTC has not seen any spread events during the pandemic, and he hopes to continue the trend during in-person learning this semester. Students attending Round County schools this year will continue to practice social distancing, sanitizing of hands and surfaces, and wear masks in all buildings. The Board of Education passed the plan in a special meeting on Wednesday evening as the number of positive COVID-19 cases in the region continue to climb. Board member Dr. Scott Davidson says he does not want the community to see an increase in serious cases without enough facilities to care for them.
And of course, the virus keeps changing. And all over the world, there are hundreds of millions of people now where the virus is reproducing. Every time it reproduces, it recopies its DNA. There's a chance that errors are made, and some of those errors make the virus more able to infect human cells and live there, and some of the changes make the virus less likely to do that. This, what we call the Delta variant, has been very successful, and that's why it spreads so quickly.
The district will be offering online learning options for individuals that meet certain criteria. Round County schools are set to open August 18th. University of Kentucky Healthcare has joined the growing list of healthcare providers requiring employees to get a COVID-19 vaccination. It was announced Wednesday the vaccine will be required for healthcare providers, staff, trainees, learners, and those who work in the UK healthcare facilities. WKYT reports employees will be required to initiate a complete COVID-19 vaccination series by September 15th. The requirements include a declination process for religious or medical reasons as defined by the Americans with Disabilities Act. Other hospitals in the state, as well as nearly 60 major medical organizations, including the American Medical Association and the American Nurses Association, have called for mandatory vaccination of healthcare workers as the highly contagious Delta variant drives a new surge of coronavirus cases. Lexington is seeing a rise in COVID-19 cases, but what's concerning is they're in fully vaccinated people, which are considered breakthrough cases. According to the Lexington Fayette County Health Department, nearly 30% of COVID-19 cases last month were found in fully vaccinated people. Kevin Hall is a communications officer with LFCHD. He tells WKYT he predicts a difficult month ahead with the number trending upwards as vaccine hesitancy continues.
The entire month of June, Lexington had 287 COVID-19 cases. Since Friday, we had 360 here in Lexington. This is going in the wrong direction. August is shaping up to be back to where this was with the number skyrocketing.
Hall says, although the Delta variant is causing breakthroughs, vaccinated individuals are still much more protected from COVID-19. A grim reality began to set in on Tuesday for restaurant owners in eastern Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear said in a news conference on Monday that the Delta variant of COVID-19 spreading is rapidly throughout the Commonwealth. However, Brad Shepard of Heritage Kitchen in Whitesburg says his customers have yet to be alarmed by the surge. He tells WYMT he hasn't seen a decrease in business yet.
Right now, we seem to be holding pretty steady. I've not even noticed a big increase in takeout or delivery versus dine-in. All of that has been holding pretty steady like we have for the last couple of months or so.
Even so, Shepherd says it's discouraging to be right back where they started in terms of COVID-19 cases across the state. Still, he remains positive, saying he's prepared for the worst, but hoping for the best. We'll take a look at more of your regional news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Students in Scott County are getting the COVID-19 vaccine ahead of school opening. The district held a clinic at Scott County High School Monday night where many got their first dose of the vaccine. Isabel Curtis tells WYMT she and her friends have talked a lot about the vaccine and feel it could be the answer to getting a normal high school experience they have longed for.
I don't want to be in the hospital. That's something I don't want to experience. And at the same time, I don't want to get my grandma sick, or anybody in my family.
60% of 12 to 18-year-olds in Scott County have gotten the vaccine. Shortly after the expiration of the Centers for Disease Control's eviction moratorium, some renters felt a sense of relief on Tuesday. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
The CDC issued an order barring evictions for 60 days in counties with substantial and high levels of COVID-19 transmission. A county's transmission level is based on two metrics: new cases of the virus per 100,000 people and the positivity rate, both measured over the last 7 days. However, it's only a temporary fix. If counties improve their COVID-19 case rates and do not experience a surge in case numbers, renters aren't protected by the moratorium. On the other hand, if cases do worsen, renters might become protected by the CDC order. According to WSAZ, 4,082 households in eastern Kentucky owe back rent. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
Kentucky's raucous annual political picnic, known as Fancy Farm, is back this year, but multiple factors are whittling away at the guest list. The long-running Western Kentucky tradition is part church picnic and part political roast, with Kentucky politicians trading jabs in front of a lively audience. But with the governor and other high-profile Democrats opting out amid a resurgent virus, Democratic consultant Matt Irwin tells KET's Kentucky's Tonight it's looking more one-sided in 2021.
It's a barbecue with a bunch of speaking, but there are no elections. It is a Republican affair this year. It feels like it's almost going to be the first Republican gubernatorial debate.
Also likely to contribute to a focus on the governor's race, the absence of some big-name national political figures. Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul are expected to be sidelined by the infrastructure bill in Washington. This event is set for this Saturday. Kentucky wrapped up its most recent fiscal year with a surprisingly positive revenue picture. The state's top number cruncher used words like amazing and unexpected in describing growth in the state's income, sales, and business taxes. Previous economic reports were often attributed, at least by more skeptical Republicans, to the massive infusion of federal dollars. But Wednesday's numbers appeared to reflect a strong number less directly tied to the aid from Washington. Budget Director John Hicks pointed to a general fund revenue surplus for FY21 of $1.1 billion.
A number that is more than triple the highest revenue surplus that we know about. The economy adapted more quickly to the pandemic than anyone expected.
Hicks said the early wave of job losses was concentrated among lower-wage workers who account for less income tax revenue for the state, while higher-wage workers were able to keep their contributions up. People also spent more on tangible, taxed goods than things like travel.
August 1st through the 8th marks National Farmers Market Week. The event encourages people to shop small and appreciate what Kentucky agriculture has to offer. The manager for Perry County Farmers Market is Kristen Webb. She tells WYMT local farmers and vendors throughout the Commonwealth will be setting up booths to sell their locally grown crops and homemade goods.
Keeping it local, it's like we say with North Fork Local Foods, it's local food, local love. It's all about supporting each other and keeping our money close to home.
Last year, Kentucky Proud Sells at Farmers Market had almost $14 million and hopes to reach the same number this year. A Louisville Metro Police Department officer has pled guilty to a federal civil rights violation. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Corey Evans, a 7-year veteran of the department, entered his plea Wednesday. He was accused of striking a protester in the back of the head with his riot stick while they were surrendering for arrest. Way 3 News reports this occurred during the Breonna Taylor demonstrations last year. The FBI's Public Corruption and Civil Rights Task Force picked up the case and are still investigating several other officers with the department. Among them is Dustin Dean, who shot reporter Caitlin Rust and photographer James Dobson with pepper balls while they were live reporting the protests. That case is still pending. Evans resigned from the LMPD and will be sentenced in November. His civil rights violation is a felony that comes with a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.
A sailor from Ashland is charged for destroying a United States warship. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
Ryan Mays was charged Thursday with aggravated arson and the willful hazarding of a vessel for the July 2020 burn to the USS Bonham Richard. About 160 sailors and officers were on board, and more than 60 sailors and civilians were treated for minor injuries, heat exhaustion, and smoke inhalation. A Navy statement issued last week did not identify Mays, but search warrants unsealed this week in federal court indicate NCIS investigators sought last year to seize Mays' online communications, cell phone, vehicle, and other items for possible evidence allegedly connecting him to the arson. Mays' attorney Gary Brethel with the Military Law Center in San Diego says that Mays consistently denies the allegations and continues to do so. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams.
In taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 63, Friday, partly sunny with a high near 85, Friday night, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 66, Saturday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 84, Saturday night, a 10% chance of showers, mostly clear with a low around 65, Sunday, sunny with a high near 87, and that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Carla Haight, Cassidy Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Hallie Adams, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR news team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.